Inflation here in China coming in lower than market expectations, rising 2.7% in July on an annualized basis. This is the same increase seen in June. The inflation rate is well below the government's full-year target of 3.5%. Food prices rising 5% this past month. Meantime, the producer price index, the gauge measuring inflation at the wholesale level, dropping 2.3% year-on-year. This is down further from the 2.7% drop in the PPI seen in June. Xu Gao is the chief economist with Everbright Securities.
The prices of producing materials are rising in the Netherlands. It means the economy has shown some signs of heating up, even though the overall demand is still weak.
The drop in the PPI marking the 17th straight month of decline in the producer price index. Wang Jun, researcher at the China International Economic and Exchange Center, is cautioning the new figures should not be seen as an indicator of the broader recovery of the economy.
PMI data released at the beginning of the month, the latest trade data as well as the fresh industrial output number, all point to the direction the Chinese economy will stop declining in the third quarter of the year. But supportive policies from the government are still necessary to consolidate and stabilize the upward momentum.
GDP growth coming in at 7.5% through the second quarter here in China, down from 7.7% through the first quarter.